This is a day that we celebrate community. And isn't it a blessing when we get the opportunity to, for so many of us to have the opportunity to speak to all of us through various means, to hear so many voices speaking to all of us. And so because we've had so many voices today, my role is to share just a few pastoral words of inspiration with you. So continuing with our theme of what's in a name, our text is Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And it reads, "Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." For context, this particular phrase here that was spoken by the Apostle Peter, and it was made after he and the Apostle John had gone to the temple to pray at about 3 p.m. And when they were about to head into the temple courts, they encountered a man who had been lame from birth. And he had been placed there at the temple gates to beg for money. So Peter and John told the man to look at them. "Look here." And it says they looked at, that he looked at them expecting to receive some money. But Peter said, "Silver and gold have I not, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk." And Peter took the man by the hand and helped him up, and it says that his feet immediately became strong and his ankles became strong, and it says the man started walking, and then it said he started jumping, and then it said he started leaping. And I said, "Now what is the difference between jumping and leaping?" And I think it's kind of the jump is vertical, you know, 40-inch vertical, and a leap is out. So he jumped up and then he jumped out. And he praised God. Of course, this created quite a commotion and drew a crowd, and the religious leaders heard about it, and they rushed to the scene there, and they had Peter and John arrested. Of course, by this time, over 5,000 men had already come to Jesus. So they put Peter and John in the cells and said, "Well, we'll deal with them tomorrow." So the next day they brought them out, and they had one question. They said, "By what name and by what power have you done this thing?" This thing. I mean, the man was born lame. He was begging all his life. He's jumping and praising God. A miracle has taken place. His heart is filled with joy. His agony has been relieved. And they could only say, "What name or power have you done this thing in?" And so Peter essentially said, "Okay, if you're going to call us out on the carpet for doing a kind act to a lame man, then know this. It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you, stands here healed. Jesus is the stone the builders rejected." No, he said, "You builders rejected." See, the scripture says the builders. But see, Peter said, "No, it's you builders. You builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Yesterday, a friend of mine shared an excerpt from a book, and it said this, and I quote, "Someone once asked me, if the Buddha and Jesus Christ were to meet today, what would they say to each other? And the book goes on to say, and my answer is, the Buddha and Jesus Christ are already meeting every day, everywhere, because Buddhists are the continuation of the Buddha, and Christians are the continuation of Jesus. And they are meeting today everywhere. We should help make their meeting successful. Unquote. That was the excerpt. And so I thought about it and I responded to my friend. I said, interesting question, my friend. And I believe Jesus would warmly greet the Buddha and with an affectionate drape of his arm around the Buddha's shoulder, Jesus would say, my friend, I died for your sins too. And I'd like to give you and all your followers this gift of forgiveness. And I hope the Buddha would say, really? Tell me more. What kind of name is it? That's something about the name. What kind of name is it? It's a worthy name. It's a worthy name, worthy of our praise, worthy of our adoration. Worthy art thou to take the book and break its seals. It's a loving name, a love that surpasses all knowledge and all imagination, all human expressions. It's a loving name. It's an all-powerful name. The power to heal the lame. The power over nature itself. Peace. Be still. The power to change lives. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody's life here been changed by that name? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The power to change lives. From the inside out, not through coercion, not through a whip, but through love itself, the power to change lives. It's also a gentle and humble name. With all that power, it's not oppressive. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. It's an eternal name. It's an eternal name. I am the living one who was dead and I'm now alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys to death and Hades. It's an all-wise name. And on this day when we're celebrating Black history, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, it's an all-inclusive name. See, my grandmother recounted to me when I was younger, I wasn't a little kid, I was maybe an early teen or a preteen, and I remember my grandmother recounting to me a story about how she was sitting talking to one of her relatives who had been enslaved. And I was amazed that I was talking to someone who had actually talked to one of our relatives who had been enslaved. It wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that long ago. I'm not that old. I was 8 years old when the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was passed. Among other things, it banned segregation in public places. The whites-only artifacts that we now see in the African American Museum of History, those were actually in effect during my lifetime. It wasn't that long ago. I was 8, and my parents were in their 40s. It wasn't that long ago. We've gotten past a lot. We have gotten past a lot. We are not in the same place we were 50 years ago. We are not in the same place we were 100 years ago. We have gotten past a lot, but there's still so much we got to overcome. Still so much to be overcome. But you see this? This is the good news, brothers and sisters. The name of Jesus was never segregated. The name of Jesus was never segregated. It was always all inclusive. The Jesus Christ act of Calvary passed 2,000 years ago. Not by an act of Congress, but under the auspices of divine jurisprudence. From the beginning, Jesus announced it this way. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." He backed it up in John 6:37 when he said, "Whoever comes to me, I don't care who you are. Whoever comes to me, I will by no means drive him away." Paul put it this way in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." He said it again in Ephesians 2, verse 19. "Therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners." Or as Yvette was saying, you're no longer other. You're not an outsider, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of God's household. And Romans 10:13 finally says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. What kind of name is it? It's a wonderful name. It is a wonderful name. I found myself singing this song a few days ago, and it just hung in my spirit and hung in my mind. I used to sing it in the church that I grew up in way back in the day. The name of Jesus is so sweet. I love its music to repeat. It makes my joys full and complete. The precious name of Jesus. I love the name of him whose heart knows all my griefs and bears a part, who bids all anxious fears depart. Oh, I love the name of Jesus. That name I fondly love to hear. It never fails my heart to cheer. Its music dries the falling tear. Exalt the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim. It's worthy praise. It's worthy praise forever. Thank the Lord for the name above all names. Thank the Lord for that name that sustained my parents, whose path was through life was far more narrow and far more arduous than mine. Praise the Lord for their parents and how that name sustained them. Those whose path was even narrower, but it was through their faith. And it was through their prayers and their praise that the Lord showed us the most important path, what Jesus called the narrow path to life in Jesus Christ. That path in him, that path in the name of all names, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I'm done.